some kind of crazy things happening. And there often always is, but it just seems like those are getting more and more and more. And I don't know, you know, I'm no predictor of the future. We know as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, and as Christians, even if you're not a Seventh-day Adventist here, that as we read our Bibles, Jesus is going to wrap up this world, and there will be a second advent. That's what our name means. Jesus will come again and give us an eternal home and give us a place where there's actually a lot more happiness than here. And so that's our sure thing. That's, you know, when we look at the future, if we look far enough, we have surety. We know that that's going to happen. And if I and you have accepted Jesus as my Savior, he who has the Son, as John 5 says, has life. He who doesn't have the Son doesn't have life. I write these things to you that you may know you have eternal life. We can live today that we know we have eternal life. I've accepted Jesus. It doesn't matter what I do. When he comes into my heart, he changes and makes me want to do good things, and I find joy in doing good things. But we can know that's our assurance. But between now and then, you know, we don't know what is going to take place. We don't know whether we have months or years or decades, and I'm not guessing on that. But we know that as time goes on, we're losing more and more of our freedoms. We're losing more and more of our privacy, and it's a trend towards something eventually. Whether it's decades or whether it's years or months, I don't know. So thinking about that, I wanted to take a look. I was thinking, what do I want to talk about? And there's this text that I've known for years here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. It's Paul talking to Timothy. And I was thinking, you know, this is something I want myself to keep in mind, but I think it would be good for all of us to keep in mind. It says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity," or it could be translated fear. It's the Greek word phobos, where we get the word phobia. So God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, the Greek word dunamis, which we get the word dynamite. You know, this is a big thing, of power and of love and of self-discipline. And I began to look at that and said, you know, that's a good message for us when we live in a place of fear. You know, we look at the news and there's fear, and we look around us and there's fear. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline. But as I started to dig into this verse, I begin to realize that that's a good thing, but that's not really the point that Paul's driving at. And sometimes when I've read a verse over and over again, and then I dig into it, and it surprises me, you know, that's not wrong. God hasn't given us a spirit. But there's more going on here in this verse than I expected. So I'd like to invite you to go back a little bit here to the beginning of the book here. 2 Timothy 1:1, Paul is writing his second epistle to this young apostle named Timothy. We sometimes call them pastoral epistles, but really there were no pastors as we know them back then. There was just apostles, and 2 Timothy, or Timothy, was a young apostle. And so Paul's writing to him and says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." So kind of a standard Paul type greeting here. And then Paul gets to the meat of the matter, what he wants to tell Timothy. Verse 3 there, 2 Timothy 1, verse 3, "I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, and as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. Verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you, through the laying on of my hands." And then we get that verse, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." The advice that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of self-discipline is not in a vacuum. It's not just general advice, although it's true and it's good advice, but it's in the context of Paul appealing to this young man, Timothy, to use his gifts, to use the gifts that God has given him. If we read it again, we see kind of a build-up here from verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience, says, night and day I constantly remember you in my prayer. So he's praying for you. Timothy, I'm praying for you. I want God to work in your life. Verse 4, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Timothy, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God works in your life. And remember, I believe you have faith. I believe you can do this. Verse 6, for this reason, because I'm praying for you, because you have faith, for this reason, I remind you, Timothy, to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us, in that context, for God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. And so it's in this context, not just being not fearful in a general context, but Timothy, don't be fearful to use your gift, to use this gift that God has given you. I'm praying for you, Timothy. I know sometimes you lack confidence. Sometimes you're afraid, but I'm praying for you, Timothy. And I know you have faith. I know you have faith. And so fan into flame the gift that is in you. We learn a little bit more about Timothy's gift of apostleship if we turn back a couple pages to 1 Timothy. Paul's writing to Timothy the first letter in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. We see this. It says, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. And so you can imagine the church gathering around and praying, and through that prayer and through the Holy Spirit showing the church, they gather around, the elders gather around, and they pray for Timothy and say, Timothy, we believe that you have this gift of apostleship. And they lay their hands on Timothy and set him aside for this special work of apostleship. And now Timothy goes his way, and Paul is writing it again. And it seems that Timothy, maybe we could call him Timothy, it seems as Timothy is not quite using his gift. And so Paul writes a second time and says, Timothy, I'm praying for you, night and day. I'm praying for you because I want to see you use the gift that God has given you. And Timothy, I know you have faith. I saw it in your grandmother. I saw it in your mother, and I know it lives in you. And so for this reason, Timothy, fan into flame the gift that is in you. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of self-discipline. And, you know, as I think of the future, I think often in my life I have been afraid to go out and use the gifts God has given me. And sometimes, you know, we don't know what those are. It's okay, God, what have you given me? What kind of gifts have you given me? But imagine what that will be like. I mean, we're using our gifts. I'm not saying that. But imagine each one of us finding our gifts, praying for each other, finding our gifts, and stepping out and using those gifts more and more and more. It doesn't matter what's ahead, if that's the case. If the Spirit of God is moving within each one of us and we're moving our gifts, we don't need a church building. We don't need an organization. It doesn't matter what this world does because it's God that's controlling the church. It's God that's working in us to fan into flame those gifts that are already there, but sometimes we're a little bit afraid to use them. And understandably, I've been afraid to use my gifts. It's taken me a little bit of time to figure out what they are. There's been people that have prayed for me and helped me see some of those. And it takes a little bit of faith, and it takes a little bit of humility to step out too, because you have to be not good at something or not very good at something before you get better at something. So thinking about the future, thinking about, okay, what's the important things? This is what happened in the New Testament. And as we think about this world wrapping up, and again, I'm not setting dates and I don't know, but as we look around, we say, okay, there's some weird things going on. There's some strange things that are not normal. Just thinking about, okay, God, how can I use my gifts? What are those gifts to forward the work? And each one of us responding to God's calling on our life, not somebody else's calling. So I would like to do something today. One of the things that we see in this text with Timothy finding our gifts is the church saw in Timothy's gifts that perhaps he didn't even see. And sometimes we can see gifts in somebody else that they don't see. Not always, but sometimes, I think of some people and I think, they're really good at that, what they're doing, or they really have a gift at something. So what I'd like to do is open up some time to share together as a church. I don't know how this will go, but we're letting the Spirit lead here. But I want to ask a question. Maybe you see somebody in this church and you say, they really have a gift for something. I can see God working with them. They might not even know that. Sometimes we can see gifts that others can't. And I'd like to open this up. And if you just see a gift in someone that maybe you just appreciate what they're doing, or you see that they have a certain talent God has given them, I'd like to give an opportunity to share that with them. Or maybe they're not even here, hopefully they're here and you can share. But sometimes it helps to have somebody see something that we don't see. A little bit before we close, as we think about gifts, as we think about what God to do and can do here. I don't know if Vince is... Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. So, you have a minute to think. But maybe you see something in someone else, and it might be just good to share a gift that you see. And we'll give this a shot. We'll see how this goes. I'll run the microphone around for a couple minutes here. Yes. Oh, did I not turn it on? I'm sorry, I kind of sprung this on everyone.
Okay. We have a neighbor next door who's doesn't go to church, but he's been affected by a church member here in a very, very special way, and it's Rick Cooksley. He's gone through a time of almost losing his life, coded and whatever, and he comes home, and we say, how is he doing and all? How are you feeling? And he says, I've been talking with Rick, and he listens to me. So it's, you don't know how you're touching people's lives in the people outside of your church is going beyond.
Thank you for sharing that. And I would affirm that I think Rick has that gift. Listening in this world, lot of people don't listen well. That is a gift to be able to listen well. Thank you. Anyone else just want to share maybe something you see in someone else or something you've appreciated? And we're not doing this to lift people up, like give people pride, but often we just don't see, and it's okay to affirm people in Christ, and it's okay to see the gift that God has put in others. I know it's kind of a hard question at times, but appreciate you sharing where you can. All right, Jim.
Well, I just want to say that my husband, we've been married 29 years, and he's amazing in the fact of being willing to help people whenever they need it. He's got a lot of gifts God's given him and the ability to do things, and so he's willing to share himself and his goods or anything, whatever they need, and so I think I'd say he has a gift of helps for sure.
Amen. I would see that too. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? I know I'm putting you on the spot, and you know I'm trying this. Is this going to work? How's this working? But I appreciate you sharing.
I coordinate the cooking club, and I am just so grateful for the two women that helped me in there. They go above and beyond. I can call Melody. I have trouble with a computer problem, and it just rolls out of her. It just is amazing to me, and I think that was so easy. But, I don't think like a computer all the time. And she's so, so willing. The other day I had an issue, and she said, I'm going to be in town in a little bit. I'll just come by. And, you know, when you have a gift and you share it so graciously, it just makes you want to be a better person and be more gracious.
Amen. Thank you. And that's where things get exciting, you know, seeing person contributing to this amazing life that God's given us.
Thank you.
And thank you, Vince. We're giving you your steps today. So.
Well, I would say that, like Jan said about her husband, we've got several people in this church that just jumps up and help without even you asking for it. And Dave and Liam and Bruce are there's three right there, and it's just, I'm not used to having help. I've always kind of taken care of everything myself. I mean, if there's any electrical problems or anything, but I can't do that stuff anymore. I can't even work too hard anymore. So they've been a big help, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Ever since we started attending here a little over a year ago, we have seen the gift of hospitality exhibited by Jan May. She has a house full of company almost every Sabbath. And it doesn't matter whether you contribute to the meal or not, she loves to have you there.
That is true. I've been blessed by her hospitality. Thank you for sharing. This is fun. I'm not having to do all the talking. I appreciate that.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Most of you probably don't know me. My name's Alex. My wife, Monica. This is our second time here. We were here a month and a half ago looking at some properties, and so many people here said that they're going to be praying for us. And I just want to say thank you, because prayers have been answered. We bought a property in Days Creek.
Amen.
So God willing, towards the end of June, we'll be moving out here with our three kids. And I just want to say thank you, especially thank you to the Cooksleys, the Mays, Bruce, and Lee, and now the Bartletts and just everybody we've met has just been so hospitable, saying how they're praying for us. And it's just the church as a whole. That just goes to show the church as a whole that Jesus is here with everybody. And
praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you for that testimony and welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, so my wife and I are fairly new here, just been here a few months, but kind of what everybody else is saying here is just the helps and the love from the church as a whole. And so not to single out a person, but the thing that I really notice here at this church, this congregation, is that gift of the Spirit falling. And I've talked to other people about that, and there's a power here going on. And I mean, I haven't been far and wide, but I've been a few places and a lot of churches and a lot of places, but never seen the group of people like this group of people here. And it's amazing, and it's not due to the people, it's the Spirit in them, and you can just feel it. And I sense God has a mighty work to do here through this congregation.
Amen. I would confirm that too. I agree.
Okay, I want to be a chatty Cathy. No, I want to say that Jody is really got the gift of hospitality, and she knows how to put it on a lot better than I do. And so I just want to commend her, and yes, and thank God for her.
Amen.
And all this, I can feel this. Church is really, it went sort of right down to the basics, and then it's starting to come back up, and it's wonderful. So I'm very thrilled to be here.
Yeah. I agree. I think,
yeah.
Like you were saying, Bruce, I believe the Spirit of God's here, and he's doing things, and it's exciting to just be a part of that community. Yes.
You know, I don't speak much around here, but I just want to say that we as a church have made this such a friendly church. When we have new members come in, they really feel the Holy Spirit in this church. It's really here. And we as a church don't understand some feelings that other people have when they walk through our door. But I'm going to tell you, this church here, I've been coming here for almost 20 years. 20 years ago, they made me and my wife feel like this was home. We've never left since. And I'll tell you, to this day, when people come into our church, they still feel that love.
Yeah.
And I praise this church for that. Thank
Amen.
You.
And you know, it's interesting, some of the gifts that are maybe more behind the scenes are the ones that make the big difference. You know, it's not it's those helps or the prayers or the hospitality that really creates a community that, you know, as a pastor, I can't do. It's all of us that do it. Sorry.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be part of this church, and I know when we first came to this community, we first came on a Thursday night, I think Wednesday or Thursday night, maybe it was earlier, I don't know, but Pastor Ken was doing a series, and I want to talk about a few people here because they're all special. Everybody's special. So the first thing I want to say is that the pastorship and you, Lonnie, are just such great gifts from God to us. Your leadership and your love of the Word of God and Christ in you, just so appreciate the Sabbath school lessons and all the work that goes into that. Kelly and all the other ones, I don't know them all, Carol, but all of them have such a wonderful gift that they provide for us, the leadership, that we can be encouraged. And talking about encouragement, there are several ladies in this church that are such great friends that provide encouragement and prayer when you need it. And I'll just say that Jan and Jody and Betty and I mean, I've met so many of them, and Mary, who has the quilting class, got such giving people. Can't remember her name. Bonnie that did the Mother's Day, got those towels and cookies together, and her gift of being able to do children's story. I mean, it's a collective thing that you don't just feel it from one person. You feel this these loving arms just being wrapped around you, and the men who do the work that it needs to be done. You know, I could go on. Roy and Tom Graham. I'm sorry if I've missed anybody, but I just want to say all of you are wonderful and have such wonderful gifts. Your gift of friendship, your gift of love, your gift of compassion, your gift of giving. All of you, and the Spirit of the Lord is working through you. I just want to say thank you so much for making us feel welcome. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I met the man that I'm going to tell you about before he ever came here. His family opened their door to my wife and I, and that's the Williams. We're very thankful that they're with us now, and such a great couple.
Amen.
Something I've seen come out of some members of this church, and a lot of these members are friends of ours, even though we're not members here because we have a job up the river that we have to attend to.
Sure.
But Tom Graham has been a real mentor to me. Having been a teacher himself, a lot of times when I'm struggling with something on campus, he understands, and he's always praying for me and the school, and I really appreciate that.
That's pretty cool. I'd affirm that in Tom. Wherever he's hiding, oh, there he is.
I would just like to thank Dan Cox for his love and compassion that he shows to his parents. Mm. And what a blessing it's been to see through the years.
Mm. Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to call attention to something that dawned on me one day. I think this church has always been generous. We've had our growing times. But there was a group that decided that they were going to pray for new members in this church. Mm. And they meet Sabbath morning. And I remember one day just thinking about that. It was like out of the blue. Well, what did you think was going to happen? And there were 14 people worshiping with us that hadn't been worshiping with us a year before. And I just thought, you know, you really should be paying attention, because, and I think those kinds of things make us more cohesive. Yeah. We're pulling together and supporting each other, and it's just awesome.
It's true. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Sometimes we're like, Peter knocking on the door, and everybody's busy praying for Peter, and you know.
Well, I've really been blessed by my recent friend, Liam. Mm. He's come to this church about a year ago.
Amen.
He's such a big help. So many times I've needed a hand, or someone else has needed a hand, and He's the most generous, one of the most generous persons I know, and he's just come to know the Lord just recently, and we're just so thankful, along with many other people in the church that are always there to help, and it's just like a nice place to come and to be a member of this group.
Amen. Maybe one or two more if we time is. Well, thank you for sharing. I hopefully, you know, this goes back and forth, and perhaps somebody didn't mention your gift, but you know, this week, if you think about it, or if it comes to mind, and I think it's good for us to affirm each other. We're not praising the person and are trying to put them above anybody else, but God wants us to encourage each other. And sometimes, you know, we're just going through life and we think, am I really contributing anything? And everybody else says, yeah, but we don't think to say something. And so just like you to encourage you to do that this week. Hopefully this has been helpful. You know, even if your gift wasn't mentioned or you weren't mentioned, just realize that we do have something to contribute. Often it's those, as I've been listening, those little gifts, not little gifts, I should say behind the scenes gifts, that's a better way to put it, are the big gifts. You know, the hospitality, the prayers, and such. Yeah. Yeah, it's those things that make a difference. So thank you for sharing. Hopefully this has been helpful for you. Let's go ahead and have our closing song here, and then we'll have prayer and let you go.